Here we go. So we started out at Wave Rest, and we set up our safe word as pineapple creme brulee. And we decided that we were going to go to the Humi Capital, which is just called the Capital. But there were a bunch of goblins, like, terrorizing with gunpowder and trying to blow up Wave Rest. Found out that they were working for the Fae Mother, and they were trying to find a soul jar at the Temple of Yondalla, which wasn't the Temple of Yondalla anymore. It was the Temple of Noxol, which is a drug name. Anyway, so we went there, and we found, what's her face? Mordbera. We also stopped by Stu and, well, his name was Stu back then, Flynn and
Flander.
Flanders' place, their home village, and we found out Harrenkan
Eager,
society
yeah.
is just awful.
Interesting.
Oh, Vlander, when we were in that tomb, Vlander stole a dead person's sword.
That's true.
Straight grave robbed. And then he made it canon later that he knew about the grave robbing. We went back to Waverest and there were a bunch of dead people everywhere. I don't really know why. It just says aftermath of battle with lots dead. Either way, we grabbed Zersil, we got him to go, we tricked him into going to the Scholars Covenant, and then we locked him in the thing. We met Kat at the Scholars Covenant. She wants to summon someone from another plane, so she asked us to pick up her brother Didi and also help her get, I guess she wanted one of the soul jars, but we didn't let her have it. And the soul jars they were trying to use to get the Fae Mother into the material plane, so that's why we were trying to prevent them from getting it. Didi just happened to be at the island where the bad guys working for the Fae Mother had the soul jar, because it was at the ley line where they were going to use it. And we beat him up, stole the Fae, the stupid jar, the soul jar. What was his name? Loin Splitter told us
The treant.
a lot of terrible misinformation about what they're doing.
You guys did trust the talking tree, so I don't know.
But then we attacked him just because he wasn't making sense. I have that written down. We attacked him for not making sense.
If that's the case, we should have attacked a lot of people, including our own party members.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that's not the criteria usually.
I have to flip a few pages on account of the Christmas the Orcmas special.
Good old Merry Orcmas.
Yeah. Got to make another one of those soon. Okay, so Stu and the prisoner doppelganger, whose name we didn't know back then, or Flynn, rather. Oh, this is when you changed your name into Flynn. You guys are smoking weed, so now your new name is Flynn. And Destrian at some point implied that we gave him some extra information that was really valuable, but I don't think any of us have any idea what we told him that could possibly be construed as valuable. We found out Zim's name. We found out that Zim was forced to do stuff because the Fae Mother has their true name. Let's see. Zim told us about the four intelligent underlings of the Fae Mother, which was Zim's sibling Estriel, the Night Dad named Jules, the Verdant Prince Mace, and the Frostwind Varigo Leandri. And so far, we've killed two of four of those. We're trying to get the third one, but he keeps running away from us. We brought that soul jar to Reyna, and she used it to close the portal at the Druid Grove, and then she died in the process. And we gave the village top a collective piece of our mind, a piece of our collective mind, rather. Oh, this is actually where we went to Eager. We went back to the. Oh, hold on. Why was Zersil so weak here? Oh, that's right. They beat him up. They tortured Zersil at the Scholars Covenant. And so we just like put him on our boat and he was broken and we couldn't heal him. And at this point is where we left him at the inn for the innkeeper to take care of him.
That's right.
And I wrote, he's definitely going to die. We went back to the capital and we found like bat shaped holes in the windows. Everybody was, inside, windows boarded up, all that stuff. Oh, we went to the Church of Yondalla, and Vlander was the only one that wasn't allowed inside. And then Flynn ate a bunch of communion wafers. We met the dashing priestess Eris there, and she blessed all of our weapons, gave us a plus one to our weapons. And then we ran into the Pyrelight Apothecary, wagon who had that nervous guy and also, what was her name, Astrid, inside of it. And she told us of her plan to rid the city of vampires. But before she put that into action, we went and met the sheriff of the capital, who was strange. He kept feeding the vampires blood, thinking they hated it, and that was weird. Okay, so Astrid told us about her plan to blow up the dam and flood the city with holy water. Buck got turned into a vampire and was flying everywhere because Flynn decided to do a fart tactic involving garlic and eggs and God knows what else on the
cabbage,
night, Dad.
Cabbage as well.
Yeah, just a lot. And he went in on his own to kill one of the lieutenants and, surprise, didn't work out so well.
It was a flawless plan. I don't know how it didn't succeed.
We actually did kill the night dad, but then they immediately blew up the dam anyway. They were super early on that.
The apprentice blew up the dam before the signal was given.
Yeah, that's when we were on the boat fleeing the floodwaters, the holy floodwaters, and the dashing priestess Eris cured Buck of his vampirism. Oh, and you, Flynn kept swimming around weirdly. It's just damn mermaid.
Oh yeah, because I have my
swimming speed, and I was saving everybody.
Yeah,
I forgot about.
It's also canon that Buck doesn't understand pointing.
Yeah, he always looks at the tip of the finger. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, we met Amrose, who was raised in a brothel, and he's very hot and won't wear clothes, and is just obsessed with the innuendos with food. Food innuendos. Oh, we met the plague doctor again, and he kept throwing leeches at us. Leech pocket sand. We kept asking him for help to heal people, but he was just ruining stuff. We also met Bastin, an apprentice from Pyrelight. He was the shipwright, and he was useless. We found Zersel dead, but then we realized he's not actually dead. He was just depressed. Oh wait, and then he died anyway because the plague doctor killed him. And then we saved him again because his arm. But then we put his arms on backwards.
That's right. I do remember that too.
Ellie and Bastin were going to get married, but we talked her out of it like immediately. We went back to the temple of Yandala/Noxil to return Vlanders the sword that Vlander stole. And then there was a weird scene with a goateed Vlander, and it was a weird Nightmare Before Christmas. The Christmas Carol situation where this is what you could have been.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Everything okay over there?
No. I'm just acting in terms of Vlander.
Oh.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Oh, we found out Mordvera was made by Estriel and was being used to spy on us, so we kept her in our backpack, and she also was able to tell us, once we found out and questioned her, that Mace was in the Underdark looking for Dark Elves and Illithid and trying to create an alliance with them, and that he was last spotted near the city of Laxford in the Red Fjord, and that the Leandri, the Icy One, is in the Pyrelight Vale, which we had left earlier. And then Estriel is IDK, said Mordvera. And then she also warned us about an ambush at Waverest, so we rushed back to Waverest, but Flynn had found some psychedelic bugs, so he was high as hell. And then Vlander kept falling into traps that we were avoiding them. And Vlander was just like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And then would walk into them.
No. I'm going to defend myself here. I did not purposely walk into those traps.
You saw us in where we walked. And then you said, no, I'm not going to walk where they walked. And then you fell into the trap.
I don't remember it happening that way.
The sign said, step in the circle. And everybody stepped in the circle. And it was fine. But you said, no, I'm not going to step in the circle.
When we do the post thing, we'll go back and we'll double check.
Yeah.
Well, I think I didn't say, like, obviously, I thought that was like not as obvious trap. Like, I thought it was like a reverse psychology.
There was a lot of reverse like triple agent psychology stuff going on there. That's right.
But Anyway, all those traps inevitably led to Vlander's death because he died to the hands of Varela after we all ran to go save the NPCs and Vlander was weak and the last one left behind and didn't get a turn before everybody had left. Oh, man. Anyway.
That was a little bit of poor planning.
It was very poor planning on everyone's part. So we snuck off to find the scuttle bucket. At least Frankie and Denicia snuck off. We expected you guys to stay behind, but then Flynn ran off too. And that's what caused Vlander to die. We snuck onto a ship that had Estriel on it.
Oh, wait. You forgot all the stuff that Flynn tried to do because she had a rock that she said, oh, if I drop this rock, then the scuttle bucket explodes. So I remember Flynn just putting his whole mouth over her fist so she couldn't.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's also when Zersel actually died, too. They were all in the fountain. Zersel died for us like a third time. Insane. We ended up going and meeting up with Estriel. We got super high with her, smoked hella weed. And she told us that she's only doing what she was doing because the Fae Mother had her true name, which is exactly what Zim said as well. So there's some mistrust between the two siblings, which led to us picking a side with Zim, and we killed Estriel. But we also found out that they were harboring a whole bunch of redheaded people. So Ellie got kidnapped, and that's why she got kidnapped, was because the Fae Mother wants a redheaded person to be her vessel when she comes into the material plane. And then Flynn took a bunch of rage berries to kill Estriel, which was terrifying.
That's right. You guys went to go bury your dead at the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember because there was a kitten there, and you guys ended up not saving the kitten.
Yeah, you put us in a really awkward situation.
We had Vlander, Zim, Estriel.
And the kitten.
Did I already say Zersel?
There was a lot of people.
Kitten. Anyway, there were like four or five people that we had to choose from. And we chose Zim because Zim we thought would get us further in the story. So we brought Zim back to life. The scuttle bucket was gone at that point. Like, it got lost at sea.
No. It was, yeah. It,
yeah. At that point, we didn't know where it was.
Mm-hmm. We teleported off of it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just sort of MIA. Back to Waver.
And it was covered, it was riddled, and we got hit by a bunch of cannons. So we were like, yeah, it's definitely sinking.
Yeah, eventually you got a new boat as well.
We did a little investigating in Waverest and found Varela killed her because she was acting like Bastin and banging a bunch of people. That's not why we killed her, but that's how we found her. And then she pretended, she took Zim's form and pretended to be Zim, and nobody noticed that either.
And then you got another ship, which is the Cuddle Bucket, with its captain, Ro, who because I believe is still somewhere on the ship.
We left him at the Scholar's Covenant, I think.
Yep.
But yeah, that happened because during the fight with Varela, there were a bunch of stray, I guess, fireballs or something. I'm pretty sure there were stray spells that hit another boat, and then it got drifted off to sea. And
I think that was my fault. Them.
Yeah, it's okay.
Something happened.
But he, in quotes, gave us the boat as long as we taught him how to use it. Oh, and at that point, Bastin actually did work. He fixed the anchor for us, and then he went back to sleep. We named it the Cuddle Bucket, and we hated Ro. Ro was very annoying. Flynn turned a seagull into a carrier pigeon. I don't think we're ever going to find out what happened to that, that seagull. Something tells me he didn't make it across the ocean. Oh, something about the wind gods liking twerking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we made a deal. We went back to the Scholar's Covenant, and we made a deal with Destrian and Kat that if we brought them a soul jar, they would help us perform the ritual to stop the Fae Mother, or rather open a portal to the Fae Wild so that we could go kill her. And there was hella backstabbing involved where our soul jars got used up before we would like hand them to them by Destrian, and we got accused of lying and all that. during that, we ended up killing Flynn's family, Auntie Helga specifically, but others as well. And they all got turned into statues. We found out that the Scholar's Covenant does not exist in the material plane. And that's what Kat was trying to do with the Soul Jar. She just wanted to be able to leave the tower and come into the material plane.
She was the someone she was trying to summon over.
Yeah. As it turns out. But Destrian was stealing them from her. He kept saying a side project involving traveling through time and space. But he brought us to the place, in quotes, which was a round platform with... and then 12 mages came with us to perform the ritual, but then they all got turned into stone, and we started getting levels of exhaustion because he was starting to drain our life force into the soul jar. But we jumped off of the platform, which was floating over the ocean, and lo and behold, there was the scuttle bucket, alive and well, lucky. And covered in tar.
And also with a new captain.
Mm-hmm. We named them Sticky Wicket. We haven't seen them since. I think our boat's still at the Scholar's Covenant. Destrian ran away after that. Yeah, we sailed it back to the Scholar's Covenant. So, and then we convinced Kat to open a portal to Laxford so that we could pursue Mace. And then from Laxford and some old mines, we found that way. There was a crazy shopping trip involved, but it ended up with us in the Underdark. And that's where we met Drick, and we met Radish, and it's just been in hell since we made it into the Underdark.
Correct.
But
you guys made it to that little underground city that you guys were aiming for.
The Myconid village.
Mm-hmm. Radish got captured, and then you guys broke Radish out, and then you triggered a trap so that the tower collapsed on yourselves.
Huh?
And then you escaped the town. Taylor got promoted. And then you got healed by a guy with mostly spit for the medicine. And then you spent that episode kind of following Drick, who is being sort of coerced. And then after that, you guys finally got back in the right direction following Radish now. And at the end of the last session, there was something with a bard. Do you remember that bit?
Delilah?
Yes.
Delia. And also she licked her poison knife and first of all, she hit you guys really hard. Yep. And then as a show of intimidation, she licked her knife and then she was gravely ill from that. And you guys saved her for some reason.
And then we leveled up
we're
to
good
eight.
People.
Because you guys are good people. And I think that's about it. That's what happened.
I think we at least need to make a little nod towards that whole sequence inside of that old Duragar mining complex, because that was cool. The way that you guys figured out how to lure those purple worms out was really neat.
Yeah, it worked out good.
Mm-hmm. But Drick is dead. So.
Drick is dead, that's true. And something ate the purple worms that fell into the lake.
Yes.
So that basically brings us to the present.
Can you remind me who Radish is?
Oh, he's this halfling. He's an idiot.
We love him.
He's a lovable buffoon. You guys have met him outside the Normandy. He was just kind of like
He saved Frankie.
Yeah, he did save Frankie from the Umber Hulk, which was that big thing with the eyes. And then you guys traveled with him for a bit. Flynn gave him a sex talk.
Oh. Yeah, wasn't Radish like looking for like foraging?
He was looking for precious gems to sell so that he could buy back his family farm that had been lost.
That's right. And I was talking about how I wanted to go to his family farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said we were allowed to live there.
Yes, he did say that.
Oh, God. He was just straight eating that salve, though. So that's gross. Guys, don't kiss Radish. He was eating saliva.
He was doing that. Like I said, he's not the brightest in the world. But yeah, about it.
Is David still with us?
David is still with you. You better believe it. He's not going anywhere.
We also have the other guy.
Radish?
Our new friend.
No. Delia?
Yeah.
I would not consider Delia a friend at this point.
She didn't agree to go with you anywhere, but...
I think she was actually being really nice to us. I think she agreed to take us to the city. Didn't she at that point? Because she was grateful.
Something like that.
Grateful. Like, wait, did we like save?
Yeah, we saved her.
Because she licked that poison knife.
Oh, and I guess we healed her or cured her.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the exact way you guys saved her, but you did save her.
Hello, this is Dan the DM speaking directly into your ear. Thanks for sticking around and supporting the show. If you have a minute, just leave us a review wherever you're listening, or tell a friend about our little podcast. Feel free to add us on Twitter or Instagram at bravestbunch with no spaces. And if you're feeling extra generous, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/bravestbunch. We have exclusive holiday specials there, including a Halloween Monster of the Week two-parter and an Orcmas holiday special, as well as character sheets, notes, and drawings. Thanks, everyone.